In 336 BC, before the war against Persia got underway, Philip was assassinated. It would be his son Alexander who would lead the League into war and the creation of an empire. And through it all, Athens would remain Macedonia's most loyal ally, its critical anchor of stability within the Hellenic League. Interpretation. Like Philip, you must see any negotiating situation in which your vital interests are at stake as a realm of pure maneuver, warfare by other means. Earning people's trust and confidence is not a moral issue, but a strategic one. Sometimes it is necessary, sometimes it isn't. People will break their word if it serves their interests, and they will find any moral or legal excuse to justify their moves, sometimes to themselves as well as to others. Just as you must always put yourself in the strongest position before battle, so it is with negotiation. If you are weak, use negotiations to buy yourself time, to delay battle until you are ready. Be conciliatory, not to be nice, but to maneuver. If you are strong, take as much as you can before and during negotiations. Then later, you can give back some of what you took, conceding the things you least value to make yourself look generous. Do not worry about your reputation or about creating distrust. It is amazing how quickly people will forget your broken promises when you are strong and in a position to offer them something in their self-interest. Keys to warfare. Conflict and confrontation are generally unpleasant affairs that churn up unpleasant emotions. Out of a desire to avoid such unpleasantness, people will often try to be nice and conciliatory to those around them, in the belief that that will elicit the same response in return. But so often, experience proves this logic to be wrong. Over time, the people you treat nicely will take you for granted. They will see you as weak and exploitable. Being generous does not elicit gratitude, but creates either a spoiled child or someone who resents behavior perceived as charity. Those who believe against the evidence that niceness breeds niceness in return are doomed to failure in any kind of negotiation, let alone in the game of life. People respond in a nice and conciliatory way only when it is in their interest and when they have to do so. Your goal is to create that imperative by making it painful for them to fight. If you ease up the pressure out of a desire to be conciliatory and gain their trust, you only give them an opening to procrastinate, deceive, and take advantage of your niceness. That is human nature. Over the centuries, those who have fought wars have learned this lesson the hard way. By continuing to advance, by keeping up unrelenting pressure, you force your enemies to respond and ultimately to negotiate. If you advance a little further every day, attempts to delay negotiation only make their position weaker. You are demonstrating your resolve and determination, not through symbolic gestures, but by administering real pain. You do not continue to advance in order to grab land or possessions, but to put yourself in the strongest possible position and win the war. Once you have forced them to settle, you have room to make concessions and give back some of what you've taken. In the process, you might even seem nice and conciliatory. Reversal. In negotiation, as in war, you must not let yourself get carried away. There is a danger in advancing too far, taking too much, to the point where you create an embittered enemy who will work for revenge. Your purpose in any settlement you negotiate is never to satisfy greed or to punish the other side, but to secure your own interests. In the long run, a punitive settlement will only win you insecurity.